Carry On Laughing is hardly the appropriate start to Thames programming, but that's what will go on at six tonight, with Thames bereft of networked and news programmes and stuck with recorded items. The dispute began quite simply. Both management and film editors agreed that the editors were falling behind in pay. The management offered 13% now and 7% in 2 years, with single-man cameras being introduced, new technology. The film editors wanted 26% now and 4% later. Management refused. Then editors wanted the full 20% without an agreement to new technology. But endless negotiations went sour last Wednesday when the ACTT at Euston Road gave the management 5 hours' notice of industrial action. Managing Director Brian Cowgill says it was spitting on the audience.
We have no option other than to face a continuing blank screen with no guarantee of when it might end, other than to resort to the service we are introducing this evening. We are many more than 30 managers, willing and capable of running our transmissions. And again tomorrow, there will be new programmes and not just repeats in our schedule. The extent to which I can go on running a schedule with new programmes as opposed to old repeats in it depends absolutely on two things. One, the length of this dispute, which God knows I hope we can resolve sooner rather than later. And the second thing it depends on is the extent to which the other workers of Thames will go on making our programmes for
us. Well, that's indeed it, isn't it? You said you've had the electrician's support this morning, which obviously you need. But what about the other members of the ACTT here? Well, and you have, after all, two other branches.
Yes, we have a very large ACTT branch at Teddington, where many of our programmes are made. It is up to them to come to their own decision. I have to say, though, that when they last met on this matter last week, it was the view of the Teddington branch of the ACTT that while they were supportive of the film editor's aspirations, they could not and would not condone industrial action outside the agreed disputes procedure. In other words, they will not, or would not then, support action of the kind that was taken by their colleagues of the ACTT at Euston and resulted in our blank screen.